Mid-Essex News Roundup. This item is a roundup of brief items you would otherwise have missed hearing about on this recording. Halstead Town Councillors are unanimously opposing homes being built at Mount Hill in the town for the third time. Originally for 130 houses, the plans have been revised twice since, with the number of homes now cut to 73. But the Town Council objects due to the site being outside the Halstead development boundary, the impact on services, flooding fears, traffic concerns, inadequate parking and loss of trees. A survey by the Labour Research Department on behalf of the Trades Union Congress says asbestos was found in 38 buildings in Maldon. But Maldon District Council said plans were in place to manage asbestos and there was no risk to anyone while it remained undisturbed. It added, "We continue to monitor these sites on an annual basis and we will shortly be engaging a specialist contractor to undertake a further inspection in due course." Braintree-based It's Lolly has launched a carbon food scoring function in its app to help customers understand the carbon impact of the food and drinks they order. Peter Moore, the company's chief officer, said, "Just as it has become mandatory for some businesses to clearly and prominently display calorie counts at the point of choice, it could only be a matter of time before sustainability measures are a license to operate." 80 scooters meandered through Wethersfield as part of the annual Essex and Hearts Scooter Club Rideout, organised by Wethersfield Community Activities, which had been cancelled for the past 2 years due to the pandemic. Fitting out is taking place at a new Italian restaurant in Maldon called Salt, offering stone-baked, wood-fired pizzas cooked on the premises. First cases of monkeypox have been reported in Essex in the latest national health statistics. One was around Epping and the other at Thurrock.